When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You have a choice to make. You can either listen to what the world is going to tell you over and over and over again. I'm in this game 20 plus years, and I still get told all the reasons why we're not going to be able to do what it is we want to do. People who listen to them are going to lose. People who win figure out reasons why they're going to make it. They understand that that's all fucking noise. They understand that that's all irrelevant. And what is relevant is what you do on a daily basis. And I guarantee you, if you're sitting there and you're wondering why it is that everybody else has this and that and this, and why you don't have shit, I guarantee you that if you take fucking inventory of your actions, they equal what you're getting, period. So we could talk all this shit about how so-and-so doesn't deserve what they have or whatever, but at the end of the day, people who win fucking do shit, and people who lose talk shit. And more importantly, they talk shit because they've accepted the idea that they can't win, so instead, they contribute to everybody else trying to become part of this group. And I don't care who you are, I don't care where you come from, I don't care what your story is. At the end of the day, you can win if you choose to learn the things that you need to do and then fucking do them. And I don't care where you come from. That's reality. That's the shit nobody wants to admit, because admitting so means that you have to take responsibility for where you are currently. And you have to say, well, I am where I am currently because I didn't do X, Y, and Z. And guess what? That fucking hurts a little bit. That bothers us a little bit. It's a hard truth to accept. But once you accept that truth, you are able to then move forward with the actions required to get you to where you want to go.
Dr. Carter G. Woodson, he said, if you can determine what a man shall think, you never have to concern yourself with what he will do. If you can make a man feel inferior, you never have to compel him to seek an inferior status, for he will seek it himself. And if you can make a man feel justly an outcast, never have to order him to go to the back door. He'll go without being told. And if there's no door, his very nature will demand one. See, we live in a world where we're told more about our limitations rather than our potential. How many of you have ever been told that you couldn't do something? Raise your hands, please. You know, MIT did a study that if I say to you, you can't do that, that 16 people have to come along and say, you can do that, you can do that, you can do that, to neutralize that, and the 17th statement that you hear, you can do it, will be the one that will finally stick. So you have to watch who's speaking into you. You've got to begin to monitor your mind, and you've got to begin to literally be proactive in programming yourself to success.
My son John Leslie is a motivational speaker. He has a saying, who should you count on and who should you count out? See, there's some relationships that can start out real positive, and then sometimes we outgrow people. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever outgrown someone? Somebody you used to be close to, used to be your bosom buddy, and then you haven't been together for a time, and then when you get together, you have absolutely nothing in common. Sometimes that happened with family members. My twin brother. It's a strained conversation because he's talking about, Les, did you hear who died? No, I don't get up reading the obituary column. I'm glad my name is not there. Hello, I don't care. I'm focusing on living. Our conversations are so different. Isn't it interesting how you could be raised in the same family, same circumstances, by the same parents and end up dramatically different? It's called life. Here's the other thing that's very important. Write down the goals that you want to achieve. Write them down, put them on a 3x5 card, and I want you to use a King James Version Bible and Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Once you write that on one side of the card, on the flip side of the card, I want you to write down one major goal that you want to achieve. And you want to read that 3 times a day. 3 times a day. What are you doing? You're hypnotizing yourself and you're dehypnotizing yourself. What you're doing is you are dispelling the myths and all of the spells that you're living under. I think that a poverty mindset is a spell. I think that people go so far, and because they're mesmerized by life, they unconsciously stop. And you have to break that spell by constant attention. So on one side you read your goal, that one major goal, 3 times a day. Then the flip side, you flip that scripture over. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be given unto you. As you read that every day, 3 times a day, I can tell you, amazing things, breakthroughs will happen for you.
Every single great success was at one time a failure. And they failed and failed and failed and failed over and over again. And all great successes are a story of failure, 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 failure. Outstanding success. Boy, ain't he lucky. Isn't that right? Boy, he was lucky. He sure had the right connections. So consistency is important. And even if you don't see yourself getting the results, be consistent. Keep working. Steady, steady, steady. Knowing that you're accumulating. You're putting yourself on the side of the angels when you're working consistently. Finally, with regard to consistency, guard your integrity as a sacred thing. As Ralph Waldo Emerson said, nothing at last is sacred but the integrity of your own mind. Never compromise your integrity for anything, and never compromise your peace of mind for anything. You see, compromising your peace of mind is a way of compromising your integrity. Never do anything that disrupts your peace of mind. If it makes you feel unhappy, get out of it. Don't stay in relationships, don't stay in jobs, don't stay in situations that cause your peace of mind to be disrupted, because your peace of mind is the highest good that you have. And a person who practices consistency consistently structures their life so what they are doing is being true to themselves. What they are doing is living up to the very best that is in them as a human being. And that takes tremendous courage. It takes tremendous courage because it's so easy to go along with the crowd. But you'll never be really happy unless you know that you are being true to yourself and completely true to yourself.
The most important thing is that you take action. You see, the major difference between successful people and failures is successful people are action-oriented and failures are not. And I keep looping back to that, and I have been studying this for 30, 40 years now, and I keep looping back, and I found every single study says that successful people are result-oriented. Successful people are action-oriented. They think of what they want and they take action. Does it work? Now, if you take action, only 2 things can happen. What are they? Succeed or fail. Pretty simple. If you succeed, you do more of it. If you fail, what do you do? You learn something and try something else. Human beings are trial and failure organisms. We trial and fail, try and fail, try and fail, try and fail, try and fail, and then try and succeed. Phil Knight, the president of Nike Shoes, says, you only have to succeed the last time. And you know, if you read every single story of every single man or woman who's ever accomplished anything, their entire life is a lifetime of failure. It is failure, 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 outstanding success. Boy, wasn't he lucky. You'll find that successful people try far more things, and most of the things you try won't work. at least they won't work initially. So therefore, the thing is to keep trying, because you are, have a cybernetic organism or a mechanism built into your brain, which means every time you try anything, you learn something. You try something and you learn something, and you learn what works and you learn what doesn't work. So you find there's a direct relationship between the number of times you try and how likely it is you are to triumph. And so if you hear a good idea today, resolve to give it a try. And the faster you try it, the better.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.